Welcome to the Paywall Podcast, where we discuss paywalls and paywall strategies for news and magazine publishers. This episode of the Paywall Podcast is brought to you by Leaky Paywall. Leaky Paywall is the most flexible WordPress subscription platform. Find out more at leakypaywall.com. And now for today's episode.
So today, let's talk about nonprofit news. Welcome to the Paywall Podcast. I'm Pete. Here's Tyler. We are back to talk about the nerdy things that makes subscriptions profitable in publishing. Welcome, Tyler.
Hello,
Tyler's from Paywall Project. His specialty is a turnkey solution for local news publishers. If you're looking for something turnkey, he is your man. And what I want to do is jump into KB Independent, Tyler, which you manage. You just told me that they're based down in Key Biscayne,
that's
Florida.
Right. Yep, right off the coast of Miami, I think is where that is.
Okay, how's the income level down there?
I suspect this is an affluent community, for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so what I learned from you, and we need to share with our publishing audience, is that you can actually take the strategy, the tactics of subscription publishing that we tout and we know works, and apply it to the nonprofit sector. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. I get a lot of questions from nonprofit publishers that come to me and they're like, we're not really sure about a paywall. Is that like, how do we do that? We're a nonprofit. That's not really, we can't do that. That's against the law.
But yet you found a way.
Yep. There is a way.
Excellent. Sure. So I want to dig into that. And as a way of digging into that, I kind of want to show off the experience that I'm getting as a reader on Key Biscayne, because it's unusual. It's an unusual flow, but I can see how it works, and I'd like to hear more about it. So
yeah.
If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll be able to see what I'm doing, but I'll say it while I do it. So I brought up the kbindependent.org website, and I'm not logged in. I'm just looking at the homepage, and if I go down and load up an article, I get stopped. I get the nag. And is it zero free articles, or is it one free article?
I believe it's one free article.
Okay, so it's one free article, and then on the second article, you get stopped. And what I'm seeing here is basically our subscription nag. It says this story is free for you, and then I can register. I got first name, I got last name, put in my email, choose a password, and then I can hit submit. And the promise here is that I'll be able to read this story and I'll get on the newsletter, right?
That's right.
And this is kind of our framework. This is our standard approach. So I did that. I entered my information and I got access to that article. And then I went back to the homepage and I said, okay, let's read some more articles. This is where it gets interesting and different. So let's see, I'm going to go in and pick another article here, and I get stopped again. So I get the next nag. This one says, hey, you've reached subscriber only content. You're on the free access plan, which requires periodic renewal. Become a donor today and skip this step. All right. What is happening here?
This is like the nag of all nags, right? So if you want to be a free registration reader, you're going to have to do a little bit of work from time to time to keep that free status. And so that was their idea of helping nudge people to donate. While they can't require it, they can certainly make it a desirable thing for their free subscribers to do.
Gotcha. So what I'm hearing is that, just to be clear, is that you can get, like, I could get full access to the content here as a free registered reader, but I have to jump over some hurdles to do that.
That's right. That's right. So if you click on this, in this case, they call it the read more button. It's okay. Really just a redirects you to their subscribe card page, as we call it. Front and center, there's three options. They're all very similar. They're all donations. They're all suggested donation options. They're not required. You don't have to do it. You scroll down the page a little bit.
Okay.
And you'll see a gift option. You could gift a subscription to someone.
Yeah.
Then in the fine print, you see articles may be obtained free of charge.
I see.
Yeah. So if you want to continue to renew your service for free, you could do that. And by clicking on that link, that will give you 3 days of unlimited access before it expires. And then gives you that option to then again, go back to the subscribe card page and restart the process over and over.
Nice. Okay. So let me back this up and see if I can spit this out correctly. So I register for free. I get access to the article I'm reading. On the next article, it says re-register, essentially, or donate. It's telling me to donate, which is the primary call out on the subscribe page. I'm looking at a member card, a News Guardian card, a News Champion card. These three cards are all paid donations, but it's not required.
That's right.
Right. So I go to this donation page. It's telling me to donate. I can do a gift subscription, but if I click this link, that's not super promoted. Let's put it that way. Then it essentially gives me 3 days of access.
That's right.
Unlimited.
And that access that they offer for free on that 3 day, like rolling 3 day access, is limited to the last 7 days of content. So you can only see the last 7 days of content for free. Now, should you want to see the whole site, then you'll have to donate. So there are, you know, some other perks beyond just being gagged to death. You do get more access to content.
That's interesting. So there's kind of an archive benefit here too. So if you donate, you're paying money.
That's right.
You get access to all the archives.
That's right.
Right. But as sort of a general reader, and let's say I just want to keep up on day-to-day stuff, I actually can read all this content for free. I don't have to cough up any money. But it's a little level of friction that they're introducing so that I have to go through this sort of reconfirming of the registration, clicking this link, and getting my 3 day window of access back.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's super clever.
Right.
That is super clever. Okay. Now that it's super clever, how does it actually work?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it does work. It's very similar to what any other subscribe card page would see for a local newspaper that's for profit. They see a number of free signups, like our free registration tends to do. Mm-hmm. They have quite a few that will, you know, upgrade on the spot after they get nagged once. Okay, fine, I'll donate, whatever. And then there's quite a few that will just continue that renewal and do it multiple times. It happens. It's common.
Right.
You're not going to win everyone over, obviously, even in this case. But having these three donation options front and center, it really does, you know, and being nagged a lot, really does get people to jump over and do the paid. And in this case, people can choose what they want to donate, like that member option on the left. Like, you do have an option to donate more or less on this.
I see. Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So why are people paying? What do you think the motivation is to pay here?
Well, I think beyond the nagging, it's the local content, right? We go back to this every single time. Mm-hmm. Like, why should I pay for this stuff? Well, where else are you going to get these hyper-local Key Biscayne? Like, it's a tiny little area.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to get that stuff? And most of I don't know of the papers down there. Maybe the Miami Herald. I'm not really sure what still exists down there, but
Honk Life. Is in Key West.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not, like, even those regional city outlets aren't going to be covering neighborhood like content like this. And so, and they, and they, and they have a lot of stuff that's like happened in the last week. They've had drama with scooters in the city. Like someone got like killed, and it was a big like issue. Yeah. And there's also this front and center story around this, this person that's on the, I don't know the context of it, but anyway, these stories were hot, you know, hot topics for the local community, and they're told from within the local community. So that's a long way of saying the local content is
right.
Is,
local content is, yeah. Is king. Yeah, that's awesome. And it works. And we do know it works. This implementation with the nonprofit model, I see these guys are INN members as well.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Is really pretty amazing. I just want to say that what they're doing is they're taking a traditional subscription model where you're stopped. You can't have content unless you pay for content. But what they're doing is they're just putting in one hurdle. You're saying you can have the content, but you have to just jump over this hurdle. You have to click a couple of things and refresh your access to it. So the fact that they have people that are saying, you know what, here's my money, argues so much for convenience, right? And basically you're paying for convenience. I mean, yeah, you're paying to support the, I agree with, you know, you got to support the publishers, you're supporting the content, you want the content. That of course is the biggest pull. But I get a lot of argument on the flip side of like, oh, we got a, you know, we got bots and we got people switching browsers and we have AI now and everyone's running, you know, like to try to lock down, you know, I can't have more than, you know, two readers logged in at the same time. And you can do all these things. You can really restrict content. But the reality is we're just too busy to bother with stuff like that. The most of us, yeah, mm-hmm. sure, the 1, 2, 3%, whatever it is that want to jump over the hurdles, they will do that. And here, what you're saying is, go for it, jump over the hurdle. Like it's totally, you don't even have to go incognito. You don't have to fuss around with tech. You don't have to go to copy paste URLs into free page readers, right? Yep. You're just saying, here, just do this and it's free, right? Like you're literally saying, if you don't like paying for stuff, that's awesome. Here's an easy way to not pay for stuff. And yet people are still paying for stuff.
That's right.
Like, I'm sorry, but we're so busy today in the world we live in, and we do want to support organizations that do a good job and provide value. And that's really the bottom line, right? Mm-hmm. And if you make it convenient, if it's a good, you know, system, then people will pay. Yeah. So I think this just speaks to how we operate as humans, and you know, it really targets like our desire for something that's convenient and something that has value, and then boom, yes, it doesn't surprise me at all that people are donating. Okay, cool. I'm sorry, you just got me excited about that. How does this compare? Like, how does the you know, this is a small island off the coast of Florida, southern. Mm-hmm. Southern Florida. How does the revenue compare versus the standard? I don't know if you can answer this, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. How does this donation model, this unique model that you have here? I don't know what you're going to call this. Put a label on this. Versus the standard for-profit subscription model where you're just gating content and then you're paying for access to the content.
Yeah.
There's no other choice.
Yeah. It's similar, really. I mean, you could probably draw a straight line and like compare them apples to apples in a lot of ways.
Wow.
It works. It's just, we're just changing the strategy a little bit, changing the wording, changing the friction points a bit, but ultimately it's, for the most part, it's the same. It's not locked as tight, obviously, because mm-hmm. you can jump through the hurdles, but it's more or less the same thing.
Right.
And it works.
That is amazing to me.
Yeah. And it just, and you have to just tweak it because it's nonprofit, but
right.
It can still operate in the same form. Like I think this is, I don't know, we'll see how they do in the next 6 months and see if things continue to accelerate. But I think this is a good model for nonprofit publishers that are a little bit sketched out by the idea of like, we don't really want to do a paywall. Like, we're nonprofit,
right.
we're public right. service. But you can still be nonprofit and you can still be public service with a paywall.
Right. Yeah. You can take the best of the paywall tactics, which is the free registration and then the motivation to pay for access. And you're just making it more convenient, even though you can get around it for free. It's like you've taken all the tricks to get around paywalls and just created a better trick right on the site. You don't even have to leave to get access to all the content. And yet people are still donating. Yeah. But, you know, you look at like Guardian, you look at, we work with other, you know, donation only local news publishers, and they do well. And they do well if their messaging is right, if their content is good, their value is good. People are willing to donate. But what we're doing here is you're tightening the screws a little bit more. Like you're making, giving them one hurdle to jump over to get to all the content for free. But you're using the power of a sort of paywall nurturing system to, and then gating the content in a very soft way. So this is cool. This is super cool. I definitely look forward to, you know, this story in 6 months. You know, where is this? So what are you going to call this model?
Good question.
It's like a donor wall.
Yeah, it's like a hybrid paywall. I don't know what the actual term will be for this, but
well, listening, you have an idea, let us know. This is very cool. All right, Tyler, I think that's probably great for now. Let's see if anybody else takes us up on setting up this donor/paywall hybrid donor wall and really implement the best tactics of nurturing with a paywall into a donation model. This is great. All right. Catch you next time when we nerd out on the next conversation. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Paywall Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch to discuss subscription strategy, go to leakypaywall.com. See you next time.